Hey everybody, we are on Sachem Daf Hey Amid Beis. We are in the middle of explaining a braisa, a long braisa that was quoted earlier that works out details regarding the Isser by Rabbi Yimatze, the various lashonos in the psukim that we find with regard to the Isser by Yiraya, by Yimatze. And the Gemara is commenting now on the part of the braisa that learns out that from Lo Yimatze we see that it's Usser, number one, to have chametz that you hid, even though it's not seen. So from Bal Yiraya, you might think it would be okay, but Bal Yimatze tells you even then is Usser. And the other case, that since it says Lecha in the Pasuk Bal Yiraya, you might think you can accept Pikdonos min Hanachrim. So we learn out Lo Yimatze Usser is in that case. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, first word line. Amar Mar, Yachol Yatmin, V'yikav Pikdonos min Hanachrim. You might think it's okay if you bury the chametz so it's not visible. You might think it's okay to accept piktonos of chametz min hanachrim. Talmud lomar lo yimatze. So lo yimatze teaches us the iser that even in those cases it's usser, and then we learn out batim gvurin have the same halacha. Frag the Gemara ha'amid reisha. But you said earlier, it began with the drasha shel chaya taroa, avatoroa shel chemish shel gavoa. And that's halacha that would permit taking pikdonos min hanachrim. And as the Gemara ends up, the Brayis ends up saying, we end up learning out the kula also across the board. The kula of Shalchaya Torah goes even by batim. The chumra of Yimatze of batim goes across to gvulin. So how can you say that there's an isser yikalu pikdonos if we have at the end of the Brayis, so we're still left with this drasha? It's a real drasha. It's not that we negate the drasha. The drasha says shelchaya taroa, ava taroa shelacherim. That means it's permitted to have pikdonos min hanachrim. That's the kasha of the Gemara. What the Gemara does not suggest, mistam, it's simply not a svara l'chalek on this, between a pikadon and a non-pikadon. Now, as one could have said, maybe the iser is going to be to take a pikadon. If it's a pikadon, if it's by you as a pikadon, that would be aser. But if it just happens to be sitting by me, not as a pikadon, that would be mutter. That the Gemara doesn't feel should matter per se. Why it's by me as a pikadon, not a pikadon. The question is going to be the level of achrayus, as we're going to see, and whether there was a kabbalas achrayus. But just the fact that it's a pikadon, not a pikadon, is not a svar. Yeah, right. Why not? So mistama, the point is because meanwhile the there is chametz in your ishus. So what does it matter how it got there? He gave it to me for safekeeping, or it's just there? It's meanwhile, I have chametz by me. Well, you might say. So what should it matter only by pikadon? It has to be somehow, it has to be some other criteria that would make me in violation. That seems to be the Gemara. I mean, that's what you see from the Gemara's silence on this issue. Obviously, the Gemara doesn't feel that that should matter. Okay, so we're going to have to get into this issue, of course, exactly what is this iser? A pikdonos. We're starting to do it now. We're going to see another part of the sugya that's going to be mashlim on Daf Lav Amid Aleph by the case of Yichid Lobai. So we're, even after the next day or two, we're going to have to recognize that there's another piece in the Gemara on Daf Lav that's going to be mashlim this sugya too. Okay, so the Gemara asks this kasha. And for the Gemara, lo kasha. Ha, the kabil alei achrayis. Ha, the lo kabil alei achrayis. It depends on the case. If the pikadon of the Nachri that was deposited by the Yisrael had a Kabbalas Achrayis, that the Yisrael was a Nifkad, and he accepted Achrayis, a certain liability, a responsibility that he would have to pay should something happen to this pikadon, to this chametz in this case, then there'd be an Isser for the Yisrael to have it over Pesach. If the Israel is not mekabel achrayis, that would be where you would be exempted based on the drasha shel chaya taroah. And the Gemara brings here a mashal for what Rabba told the people of his city. Ki hada amal hu Rabba libnei mechuza. Be'iru chamira debnei chela mibataychu. Be'iru means to destroy the chametz of the soldiers that they deposited chametz by you in your homes, and make sure you get rid of it before Pesach. Kevan the ilu migniv the ilu mitvid b'shusaychu ka'i uba'isu l'shume kidilchon dami va'aser. A mouthful here. Rava told the people of the city Mechuza that they should dispose of the chametz of the soldiers that was in their home, because there's a achrayus that they have that if something happens, if it gets stolen or lost, it's been their rishus, and therefore they have to pay kiddush on dami. Rashi says, the bnei mechuza iros harava, the bnei chela gayis shel beis hamelech, the soldiers of the king, matilin tikun torach mizonoseim al ha'ayaros. They would impose on the people of the city the responsibility to get food available for the soldiers. So they would give them, let's say, the flour. They would tell them, make us bread, make us pastry. And the flour was non-Jewish owned, but it was given over to the Jews. And since there's a achrayus that was inherent in this situation, the case, as Rabbah describes, that if it will be stolen or lost, it's therefore they're responsible to make it up. That's enough to view it as theirs, and therefore they have to get rid of it because they'd be violating Bar Yibai. And that would be the issue over here that we'd learn out from Bo Yimatzei, that in that case, there is a problem to have chametz like this in your issues. Before we go on, just a couple of things that we know we have to discuss, and then we'll have to focus first on more immediate issues that's coming in the Gemara. But just some general issues I began to look at. Major machlokes rishonim, what level of achrayis we're describing. What is the level of achrayis? The lashon of Gemara was kabelei achrayis. The lashon of Rava, in the case Gemara brings, was specifically about Geneva Vaveda. And the question is, how precise is that? There really are three shitas in Rishonim. There's Tosis about it, but Metzia and Shavuos. There's the Rosh here bringing various shitas from the Gaonim. There's what you have in the Shulta Giborim. There's what the Rishonim attribute to Rashi based on a later Gemara. Three possibilities in terms of what level of price. And then you have the Rambam, which is sort of even another level separate from these three. The three possibilities we know in Hilchos Shomrim, there are three levels, three standards. There's Shomachinam. Shomachinam is only liable for Pshia, if he's negligent in the item. For Gneva Veda or Onus for sure, he's Pater. Then you have the other extreme is the Shoel, who's Chai Be'onzin. Even if an Onus happened, he's responsible. Then you have the middle, Shomesachar. Shomesachar is Pater and Onzin. He's Chayiv on Gneva Veda. So the shitas range. You have one shita, Tosis quotes in Bar Metzia, that the only time that you would have the halacha that you followed by Rabbi Yimatzei is if it was a total acceptance of achrayis, even for onsin. When Rabbi says nigniv nivan, it means ba'onis, or that, or either that would have to be. No, they had to have the level of onis. The other possibility is no. It's exactly what Rabbi's talking about. Gneva vaveda. In other words, it's enough if you have the kabbalas achrayis that if it gets lost or stolen, you'll have to pay. That's the level achrayis. And then, but according to this shita, if it was just the shamachinam level of pshia, that would not be enough to make you chayiv. And then you have another possibility, which some Rishonim attribute to Rashi based on a later Gemara, which is even the kabbalas achrayis of pshia. So that's one issue that has to be examined carefully. Separate from that, we also have to know Pashat the Metzias here, because Kabbalah Shmira, what's involved? When a Shomer becomes liable, it just with words, you need to have a Kenyan. How does it happen? And more specifically, in a case like this, we're talking about a Gais Chametz, so you have to deal with Halachas of Kenyanim. When a Jew and a guy are transacting, so how does it happen that the Jew becomes mischayev? The guy, you don't have shaman, because shaman doesn't apply by a non-Jew. So you have to know, b'chal, these are all side issues. And, you know, they get addressed. We'll have to see if we can mention it in the Shulchan Aruch when these halachas get brought. So the Nosei Kelim all try to figure out exactly how the case can be constructed. First of all, the shaila about whether Shia is enough, or Gneva Veda is required, or even, or Onsen are required, and what's the nature of the Machlokes? Why should Shia not be enough? Why should Shia be enough? All that has to be discussed. And how do you get to this point with a non-Jewish Pikadon that the Jew becomes Mischayev? Exactly how does it happen? There's no Hilchos Shomrim by non-Jews. That's another point. Another point, again, that we're not going to yet deal with directly is the unique sheet of the Rambam that everybody jumps on, the Ravid and then the Mamchalav and the Benu David. In terms of the very case over here, the Rambam seems to take another Chiddush on top of everything else. The Rambam holds that when we talk about Achrayis, the Pasha Pshat is that these are the terms of the Shmira, of the understanding. In other words, it's basically the Dina, the Machusa, you'd have to say over here. This is the law of the land. That, and the case of Rava would mean that there is a natural responsibility to have to give back the money that this chametz was worth if it got lost, because you have a chreis for this, and this is the natural state of the dinim mamonis. The Rambam seems to say a chiddush. The Rambam learns in our Gemara that this is not even according to the chok. It's just something that they would forcibly make sure that the Jews had to give back. The Rashi, the Rambam, Hilchos Chametz Matzah Dalet Dalet, Goy Anas. This is kind of like a free for all. It's just like gangsters. Shehiv Kitchem Tzolitzu Yisrael. He happens to be a tough guy. Im Yodeh Yisraeli, but Lamaisa, the Jew who has this chametz by him, knows Shem Avaro Nigdad Mechayvo Lishume, Mechayvo Lishalmo, Bekofeyu Va'onso Lishalem. He will literally, figuratively, right, twist his arm, put a gun to his head, you better give me back, and he knows that's going to be the reality. So according to the Rambam, what Rava's story is illustrating is something beyond what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Kabbalah Achrayis is a straightforward case where whatever the Kenyan or whatever it is, it's going to be Machayev, the Jew, to the Goyt for Achrayis or whatever. So that's one thing. But then what you have in Rava is a way of having that even without the actual paradigm of a formal responsibility. But the Metzius is what it is, and that's also good enough, and that creates a lot of problems for the Rishonim. I want to leave all this for now on the side, because we have to try to get first to the trunk of the sugya before you get to the branches. You know, so what exactly lies in the Gemara? What is this halacha that if a Yisrael is mekabel achrayis, whatever the achrayis level is, on a pikadon of chametz of a non-Jew, so that means it's ki'ilu is his, and he violates by Rabbi Matzeh. What does it mean? How does that work? So, without yet reading the next one of Gemara, but you all read it, so we have to at least introduce this new concept. The Gemara connects this halacha to a yesod called Dava Hagarim Lamamon. Dava Hagarim Lamamon is a halachic concept that Tanoim argue about. Rav Shimon subscribes to this halacha of Garim Lamamon Kemamon Dami, and Rabbanan disagree, but the Gemara says, either way, to Lashonos, we can work out this halacha for both Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan because of the Lo Yimatzeh. For the Chachamim, generally speaking, we don't say Dava Hagarim Lamamon Dami, but here it's different, Lo Yimatzeh. So the pashtus means that we do end up adopting the principle of garim lamamon in a limited sense over here because of the Lo Yimatzeh. That seems to be the chachamim. For Rav Shimon, there could have been a svar l'chalik from here to other places, but again, the pasuk is going to tell you not to be machalik. So again, we have this idea of garim lamamon that is connecting to this sugya. So let's get a little bit of our bearings of what this means. What are some of the examples? And again, you saw a little bit in the Gemara and the Rashi here. Just try to expand our horizons a little bit and then see how this would compare and contrast to our situation of chametz, in that the Gemara is using the concept of garim lamamon, applying it to the case of pikadon of a guy with achrayis. So what are some of the classic examples of garim lamamon? So you have here, Rashi already alludes to the case of Rav Shimon Shita, regarding the halacha of Kefal and Dalet Vehei. Because again, you don't have Gemaras, so I have to read slowly, and then you can check the Gemaras afterwards. But we'll try to give you some of the specifics. This is very helpful to understand what's going on, to have the background. So Shitas Rav Shimon is a Mishnah in Bava Kamma Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, and the Pshat is explained in Gemara Ayin Vav, and then the Gemara quotes in a lot of different places. The rule is Kachim Shechayiv Be'achar Yusan, words of Rav Shimon in the Mishnah. Kachim Shechayiv Be'achar Yusan, Mishalem Tashlumei Dalet Behei. She'in Chayiv Be'achar Yusan Pat. Kachim Shechayiv Be'achar Yusan means to say that if a person was magdish an animal as a carbon, and he could do it in one of two ways. He could do it as a neder, or what's the other word? Nedav. So who knows the Mishnah in Megillah? What does the Mishnah say in the first parak in the Ein Bein Mishnais? Those of you who remember Mishnais Megillah, Ein Bein Neder and Nedava. What's the difference? Yes?
One of them is that specific carbon, the other one is just a carbon.
Correct. So the Nafkamina is whether Chayiv B'achar Yusan. In other words, which is which? A neder is Harei. A lie. Nedava is harezu. If a person makes a pledge that this animal should be a karban, then if the animal gets lost, dies, whatever, then there's no achrais. There's no responsibility to have to replace it and bring the karban with a different animal because the hegdish was only on this animal. But a person said a neder, harei a lie, then when he's mounted the karban, even if this karban ends up not making it, so then he has to bring another animal to substitute. That's the halacha of achrayis. And says Rav Shimon, now the halacha is, when it comes to the chiyuv, the Gemara explains in Mishnah that Shimon's words are not going on what's immediately mentioned before that. In this Mishnah, but it's going on the following halacha. The Gemara Daf Ayin Vav explains that Rav Shimon is going on the following halacha. Ein hagonev hegdish mi beis bailim. Person steals from a person, Shimon, Dabar Shel Hegdish. He's potter from Kefel. Kefel Dal Behe. Why? The pasuk that speaks about Kefel says, Begunav mi beis ha'ish. Velo mi beis hegdish. In other words, this is not going to be Machayv Yom Kefel because it's not called you stole from a person because it belongs to Hegdish. Says of Shimon, it depends. If the animal is an animal that would be a neder, that the owner would have to be bringing another animal in lieu of this one. So it's therefore it's kachim shechay b'achar yusan. Then there's a chiyuv to pay kefel, and also if he slaughters the shor v'seh, it's a shor v'seh, which is a carbon, he has to pay dal v'heh. That means it's called the guna mibeis ha'ish. Why? Because this person has a monetary stake in this animal. That's called goreim lemamo. So what do we have here? We have an example of goreim lemamo, that having a monetary stake in this animal gives you a certain schus that is considered yours, legabe watz, as of shemen, legabe chiyuv, that you can claim dalav behei. It's called niguna mibeis ha'ish. So garma mammon kemamo dami, it's like I have mammonis, even though it belongs to Hegdish. But since there is something here, a monetary stake, because what? If something happens to animal, I will have to replace it. That's garma mammon. That's one example. Let's take another couple of examples, and then we'll see how it comes back to us. Another example. Is the following. A person, a gazlin, steals chametz before Pesach. Now, after Pesach, the chametz is worthless. We assume now chametz above a Pesach is us abahana. But the Mishnah says in Bava Kamma, the gazlin has the ability, if the chametz is still be'en, the chametz is still here. So there are cases where even if the item that he stole can't really be used by the nigzal, but as long as the chevitz is still be'en, it hasn't been changed, it's physically what it was before. So in case where there was no shinoi that occurred, the gazlin has the right to give back the chevitz as it was and say hareshel chalafanach. That's a clear mishnah again in Perka Gozel in Bava Kamma. Now the following shaila comes up. Suppose, this is what Rabbah says, Ufishitas Rav Shimon, it would come out the following. Again, the lesson of the Mishnah, Chametz v'Avol v'Pesach, Omer lo harei shalcha lefanecha. It's a Mishnah here on Daf Tzadi Vav. You want to look these things up. Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. A list of things that a person could say. Harei shalcha lefanecha. Chametz to Avol v'Pesach is one of those examples. Now, you have the following interesting question. Suppose somebody steals or burns, destroys the chametz in the hands of the gazlan after Pesach. Does he owe the gazlan money for that hezek, for that theft? The chametz is worthless, right? But then again, the chametz is goreim lemamo. How so? Because this gazlan, with this chametz, he will be able to be mekayim his rehishim v'sagzela. And so there is a monetary stake that this gazlan has in this money. He doesn't technically have bialis in the money in a formal way, but there's some stake of monetary stake in this money, because he could pay with this, and now he has to pay with separate money, because now the chametz is not the end. He has to pay the shasagzela, whatever he stole. So that's another example. Grab a statement. The following statement of Rabbah, quoted here at Sadiches on the base. Gazel chametz lefnei ha-Pesach. Okay, so the person stole chametz before Pesach. Ubo ache v'sarfo. And someone else goes and burns it. The chametz says biyad ha-gazlan. Says Rabbah, depends. The moed, if this person burns the gazlan, the chametz biyad ha-gazlan during Pesach, but then there's no chiyuv for burning the chametz, because what's the halacha? When you have chametz of a Jew during Pesach, lashon ha-gemara, interesting lashon, shakol mitzuvan alav levaro. Interesting lashon just to know for Pesachim. During Pesach, Jewish own chametz? Sounds like a din rat. Rabbanan, maybe? This is what we saw a little bit with the Rabbeinu David and Shugya Socho Maskir. Jewish own chametz, there's halacha mitzvah. Shakol mitzuvan alav levaro. You can't just let it be here. So therefore, a person who burns chametz shor Yisrael on Chan Pesach, there's no basis to make him pay. Okay. But the Achara Pesach, this is again, the name of Rabbah, Tzadiches and Beis. So Achara Pesach, then Machokes of Shimon Rabbanan. L'Rab Shimon, Dabar Garmu Mamun Kim Mamun Dami, Chayef. L'Rabban Dam, Dabar Garmu Mamun, Rav Kim Mamun Dami, Pat. And the Gemara has this in connection to another statement of Rabbah. We have another few examples. That's another example. So we have the case of stealing an animal which was a neder, kashachai bachri yusan, and you slaughter the shorvaseh, chiyav dalve, according to Rav Shimon, davar gomam kamamadami. We have a case of destroying chametz that was stolen from another Jew. It's biyad ha-gazlan, it's after Pesach, it's not shava klum, but for the gazlan, it's a garim lamamun. You have to pay, according to Rav Shimon, you pay the gazlan. Yeah.
What does the fact that it's been the human suit with the burden have to do with the fact that you have a monetary claim on
it? No. To the contrary. Two separate things.
On Pesach.
The Soreif has no chiyuv to pay anybody. Because since Chametz of Pesach should be burnt, so that Rabbi says he's pater, according to everybody.
Yeah, why?
Because since there's a mitzvah to burn it, you can't make me chayef for burning Jewish chametz. That's a good thing. I did a mitzvah. I'm a kohen shemul vavara. There's no. I can't incur a chiyuv for something where it was a mitzvah to go and burn it. Everyone's responsibility. That's a lesson. Hakol mitzvah ben olav. It's an interesting idea. Hakol mitzvah ben olav. It's not unique to one person more than the other. If it's Jewish owned chametz, if it's a guy's chametz, maybe I can't be. I have no right to burn it. But if it's Jewish chametz, hakol mitzvah ben olav. Okay, that's more for Pesachim discussion. But this is also Pesachim. I mean, it's we're discussing garim l'mamon, and that's the case where it was after Pesach. Let's bring another example. Later in Pesachim, that's Chav Tes on the days. The Gemara has a braisa that discusses Chametz Shel Hegdish. The Gemara has a lot of different ways to learn Pesach. There's a Machlokes Tanoim by Chametz Shel Hegdish, whether Ha'ochel chametz tohek has been moed ma'al lo ma'al. Just to say, let the Gemara. Why would one madam say yes? You're moel if you eat chametz tohek on Pesach and one says not. So the Gemara has a few possibilities. Are we going according to the shita that chametz is mutabana, like Rav Yossi, Haglili, and then what's the machokis if you hold that way? So the Gemara has one possibility on chavtes on the days, the following. Top of the Amud, three lines from the top. Hachat, really, we're going to say as far as, but how come this ligi? B'dava agarim l'mamun k'mamun dami. Manda amar mo'al k'savar, dava g'mamun k'mamun dami. Manda amar lo mo'al k'savar, dava g'mamun k'lav k'mamun dami. What's this all about? So the chemes shel hegdish will become worth something at a later point. Right now, it's by hegdish. So does it have shavius for anybody? No. But there is a monetary stake in this because it's going to be after Pesach and it will become Shabbat Mama. So the Gemara doesn't say the words of Shimon, but the Rach, for example, brings in Rav Shimon. Sounds like this is the classic machokas of Garm Wama Kamama Dami. Look at the Ben Hanano, the first piece on the page here. Hey, kigon, misha gazel chametz, he brings the other case. Chametz zeh shel hegdish, imu be'eino, machziro lo v'nigzal u'pater, v'tnan gazel chametz avol ha-pesach, omar shel chofanecha, v'kimin she'achlo, nischayev ha-gazel l'shayim v'mamon, even though it's not mamon, but it's goren v'mamon. No, so what do we have here? We have a lot of different variations of the term Garm Lamama. Let's try to pin down, and then we have Argamar. I didn't even mention, one more I could mention, Sarv Shterosav Shel Chaveiro. Somebody has a star that allows him to collect money because it says someone owes me money, and I burn his star. Now he can't collect, but the star is a piece of paper. So do I have to pay? So there's also what's called garmi. I caused him an out-of-pocket loss indirectly. That's a separate shayla, but separate from garmi. Gemara thinks maybe it's shayach to that inyan because there's some monetary stake in this piece of paper that I could access his funds with this. And therefore, kemamadam. What does it actually mean? These are a lot of different all over the place. Like, and our Gemara is what? Our Gemara is that if a person is mekabel achrayis for Chametz Shel Nachri, that seems to connect, for me to be violent by your metric, it connects to Davar Gamur Mamon K'mamon Dami. So, the first thought, let's start with the case of Chametz. Chametz of Sot, not Chametz here. Soreif, Chametz Shel Gazlin, Ba'achar Pesach. So, what's one way to think about it? Makes sense. That, what's Pshat that the Gazlin has Mamon here? It's not worth anything. But this chametz is saving him money. In other words, having this chametz by him, as opposed to not, if it would be away, it'd be burnt, it wouldn't be here, then I don't have to pay other money for the gzeila, right? So this money is protecting my assets. The chametz protects my assets. I don't have to pay other money. That is considered to be a shaykhus that's considered like a certain quasi-bailus. I have a certain mumminess in this. I don't have the actual bailus right now, but I have gorim l'mamam. What's gorim l'mamam? That this is enabling me to save other money. So anything that I have, that even if it's not directly, I own it, but it's protecting my assets that I don't have to spend other money. That's also viewed as some way like I have a mumminess here. So let's take that idea, for example, with the case of Kadshim, Shechai Bachar Yusan, when someone steals that animal, that you took a neder to bring in an animal, and now it was stolen. Now, Umaisa, what's going to be with this animal, when I have the animal, then should something happen to it? Having this animal means I don't have to spend other money to replace it. Not having the animal requires me to spend money for the achrayis. So this physical object, even though it belongs to Hegdish, But there's a Gorim L'mamon. What's the Gorim L'mamon? That it's saving me for having to pay in lieu of it for somebody else. Same principle you could say as by Saraf Chametz, so by the Gaza. No, at first glance, that sounds similar. It's protecting my assets. Because since it's been achrayis, so having this means I don't have to give the other money. No, without looking too closely at the Lashon HaGemara right now, so maybe we should start thinking in the same term over here. So what is Rav Shimon saying according to this? What would be the logic over here? Having a pikadam that in makabel achrayis, so it's not, it's a garis chametz, but it's by me. But since I have achrayis, whatever level achrayis we said before, so having it by me is viewed as if I have a monetary stake, because having it means I don't have to pay what the achrayis would be mechayev to pay. Right? That's how one could understand it. So that's considered to be a sort of like a mamonis. Exactly what this means in a larger picture, does this mean real bailus? Does that mean if I have a garden with mama according to Rav Shimon, or by chametz, or you might say, I can actually sell it? I don't think anyone would go that far, although there's a pnei Yeshua that seems to say like that, everybody jumps on him. You have to know how far to take this. Rav Shimon said it by Kefal Dalet Behei. We said it by Gazel, by Thoriv Chametz Biad Gazlan. There's some kind of something, some kind of a monetary schus that I have, schus mamoni in it, because it's garden with mama. So let's take that approach. What about the case of Chavtes? Not so simple. What's over there? They don't really have, this doesn't go so well, does it? Chametz Shel Hekdesh? Doesn't sound so, doesn't fit so well. Maybe our case could fit a little bit, but it's far from simple, even over here. Why? What's the Lashon HaGemara, Rabbos say? What's the Lashon HaGemara? Lashon HaGemara is, look at Rava. Be'iru chamir d'bneichel m'vateichu. Kevan de'ilu migniv, de'ilu mitvid, b'shu saichu kai, u'ba'isu l'shume k'dil chondami. What does Rava say? Why is it like yours? Because if something would happen, Gneva Vaveda, it would be in your resource, meaning you're responsible. That's Kedil Chon Dami. What did Rava say? Rava didn't say what I just said. That having it gives you the protection, not having to pay for the other. He's saying the very fact that should there be Gneva Vaveda, it's on you. It's your loss. That gufa gives you the shame that right now is considered like yours. Different. Now let's say what I told you before, the fact that this thing is protecting my assets, that's why it's yours. That's what he says. Since if it will happen, Gneva Veda, you have to pay Kidil Chondan. What are those two words doing in the middle here? Since if it's Nignav Neva, Bishusaychu Koi, what makes it Kidil Chon? Not the fact that its existence protects your assets. But what makes it Kidil Chon is the fact that there is a possibility out there that you would be suffering loss because of this. That means there's a shaykhis to you. That means it's considered to be your loss. You suffered that loss. That's Kidil Chon. And if you look at the Rach is discussing with the larger Gemara, but just to get a word out of the Rach, on the side of the Gemara here, the Rach Kibu Achrayis, Asu Kidarava, the Amar Bnei Machuza, Viu Chamir Mechela, Hanachu Bnei Chayos, Say Matkidim, Esacham Esherem, Badi Yisrael, Vayinosim, Lehem Kemach, and they said, Asu Ano Lechem, Afim Avad Osa Lechem Baones, In Maskichin, El Manishno son. How does it sound like Agav? How is he learning it? It sounds like a little bit like the Rambam, no? Maybe. No? Manishno son. Nimsa osa lechem kosman so etzlam kiwusalahem hu. But go down a few lines. Bafaka damin of Negerba Mamhu Kulomak se Yovad Ania Salim, but osa her ace, here's what I want. But osa her ace, Nimsa kiwu mamono avad. What does the Rach say? The fact that there'll be a time, again, he connects it to the Gemara, so I don't want to get to, you haven't read the Gemara yet, but he says the fact that there'll be a situation that you'll have to pay, that's therefore ki'il mamono avad. What makes it yours? The very situation of nignav onevad. Not the existence of this is protecting me that I don't have to pay. It's the very fact. Let me take it also from the Ram Chalava and the Ben Udav. It's similar. And it's because of the words of the Gemara. My Ram Chalava, after he quotes the Rambam, he disagrees with the Rambam's take on Rava. Look what he says. El Hachi Pirusha, not what the Rambam says. Because of this, they're going to forcibly take it away. Sheim Afkidim Chem Sam Etzlam Bistam. Okay, they give the chametz to the people Mechuza. The din hamelech, it's not the anasim, it's din hamelech. She'im nignav o avad b'shusam she'yishalmu. B'shusam, if it gets stolen or lost in the b'shus she'yishalmu. B'kama rava, the afal gav, the pikadon, kohecha the isa b'shusa demari isa, even though pikadon belongs to the maskid, wherever it might be, the maskid owns it. Here's what I want. Kevan, the ika chada shaita. What did he say? What's the Gorim Mamon here? What's the Gorim Mamon? The fact that there is a moment in time that you could identify as what does that moment signify? That it's Yeshusha, because that situation of Nignav Nevad, it's in you. It's going to fall on you, the loss. That is what defines this as being yours. Garam Umam. The Garam Umam is such a situation. You see it in the Ben Maram Chalava, yeah? One line. He's the Kama Rabba. The Afagad, the Pikon is wherever it is by the Mafkid. But Kavan, the Ika Chada Shaita. The Ika Chada Shaita. There is a moment. The Koy Bishusei. That it being your reshus, dahayinu nignav mechayv l'shume. Since there is a moment in time that it would be in your reshus for that situation, where he's tracking the lashon haGemara. That's the lashon haGemara. Kevan di'lo nignav v'ilo mitzvah b'shusayichu koyi, and you'd have to pay kidil chon dami. Notice what he's not saying is what we thought. That it's like analogous to the case that we gave with Kachim Shai Bachar Yusan and the case of Saraf Chametz Biyad Gazlan, that the fact that this existence of this thing, this Be'en, is saving me having to shell out other money, that's the Gorim Lamama. No, he's saying the Gorim Lamama is the fact that there is a time that it would be Bishusi, the loss would be on me. That's Gorim Lamama. Rabbeinu David, similarly, again, after he's through with the Rambam and criticizing the Rambam's pshat, he says, there's nothing new in Rabbah that we didn't say. According to the Rambam, Rabbah is an additional chidush. The Gemara's Kabbalah Sachrayis is standard. But Yashomer is Mekabbalah Achrayis. And Rabbah is saying even an anas. No, he says it's not true. The lo chidush Rabbah lehem kuom, el shahor lehem kedin abraisa. The second half of Rabbeinu David. He's just teaching them what the Braisa says. There's one little shino in the Lashon, it's a Meshubash in the Lashon, I'll quote it for you in a second at the end. Why is this considered yours? What's the Garim Umaman? What makes it sort of mine? The Chametz mine? Because there is a possibility, there's a situation. If this Chametz has some within it, the potential that would be viewed in some way shayach to me. Shepa'amim shegorim lo liyos shelo. kimignev omidvid. Kamosha tirish kaviozer dabar gama mamon. She ain't a chiyuv emapnei shehu bechlau shelo, it should be, not lashon. Bechlau shelo lishum inyan. It's bechlau shelo lishum inyan, that's called lo yimas. Called shelo, kiduch on them. Okay, so now we have a seemingly a different picture. The emesis, so what does that mean? So we have different formulations of Garm L'Mamon. So maybe in Achinami, could be that the words Garm L'Mamon can mean different things in different places. For example, Daf Chavtes, what's that? Chametz Tel Hedish, what's that similar to? Is that similar to what we started with, the case of Saraf Chametz Biad Gazgan, or is it similar to what we see in the Rishonim and Agamar? What's it more similar to? What do you think? The Chametz Shel Hegdish on Pesach? But after Pesach, it will be Mutter. So what is that? Is that it's protecting assets? Or it's that there's something out there, some way that it could become Mamis? Second, it's not exactly, but it's more similar to what we see here. In other words, so what does it mean? It means that you have different types of Garim L'Mamon. And so it's brought in the Sefer Chazon Yecheskel. He wrote on the Chesko Abramsky, he wrote on the Sefer, but he also has on Shabbos and Pesachim, maybe other Pesach, it's just like his Chedushim, a second, he quotes written B'Shem HaChaim. I just read you a Lashon. Ver isi kosa B'Shem HaGoyen HaChasid Ben HaChaim HaLevi Midrisk. She yeshnam shnei ofanim B'Garim L'Mamon. So he says, Chada, where would you put, at first glance, we may have to change this, where would you put Kachim Chai Bachar Yusan? Which category? Like Saraf Chametz Biad Gazlan or like Argamar? What? Where would you put that? Similarly, because it's protecting me, you don't have to pay, right? So we have to see. But basically, he says there are different types of Garim L'Mamon. And here it's the Garim L'Mamon that the fact that there's going to be a time, there could be a time that it could be my responsibility, that's called Garim L'Mamon. There's a Mamon at stake here. And yet we're putting it all in one category. Now, yes, no.
I just to clarify what we're saying, we're making a code between what we originally thought was that it's I am using the mamon and I'm getting there's a chefs of like mamon on this because even though it may not be worth anything, it's stopping me from losing money in the future.
That's right.
And in the second way of reading is based on Rath is that it's the fact that
there's something in this that has within it the potential to be viewed as mine. There's some scenario associated with this chefetz, of chametz, that would come back to me. It will be viewed in some way as being mine. It's not technically mine in the fullest sense of the word, but there's something here, there's some eventuality, there's some possibility. So Rav Chavtes, the chametz could become mutter, will become mutter at some later time. Over here, there's the possibility of Neva Veda, and then it falls on me, the loss falls on me. So the Hushaita, that's going to be mine. So therefore, there's already Gorim Mamamo, there's something here that's already making this Shaykh to me. I think it's become a little more clear. Well, let's go read two lines of Gemara now. Let's see. Then we'll have to analyze more carefully. Again, why over here we're using one formulation? What's wrong with the other formulation? Why can't say in our Gemara that the chametz is protecting my assets, that I don't have to replace? Just say the way we plug in what we said over there. And why don't we say over there what we're saying over here? Like, why are we formulating different things in different places? Yeah?
Just to clarify again, the really thing is that when the Rach says himself that the chametz becomes chivo like it's my own mamon.
Yes, right.
That becomes chivo like it's mine when I lose it or I everything to it.
Right.
Because that there is going to be a time where it's going to treat like it's my own since I'm now it's like I lost mamon. That's then Manila when I didn't lose it. That's
even before it happened. Since there is the scenario out there that would make it mine, So that's called gorim. It's not gorim means it's not there yet, but it's gorim. It means that there is something here that this chayfet has some shaykes to being mama. So gorim mamam kim mamam dan. We're trying to show you that the words garm and mamon don't have to mean the same thing in every single place. That's what I'm saying. There's really at least two different ways to think about it. Maybe sarv shterosav is another possibility. I mean, sarv shterosav, he says there are two at the time, but really think about it. Sarv shterosav, what is that? Why would the mark compare that garm and mamon? Yeah, because this star has something in it that could lead me to go collect mamon. So therefore, if I burn someone's star, like he has in it, he doesn't have mamon, the paper is not his, but there's a gorim with mamon. There's something that this star has it that can bring mamon to me. So there's something, some shaykhs to mamon that this chavetz has. I don't have right now the mamonist, but there's some mamonist that could come from this. I could access money from this. That's a different way to say it. Our Gemara is a different point, that since I will be responsible when something happens, so therefore, and it will be on me, so therefore, in that way, it's considered mine right now. The gorim mamam. So therefore, I can buy by Rabbi Matzah. So that's introducing what we're about to see. So we have this machlokes. Yeah. Start off, the place that Rav Shimon argues with the Chachamim is a case of stealing a shor b'seh of a karban, a neder, and you slaughter it, and you chayv dal be according to Rav Shimon because of gorim mamam, because it's a case of kachim chayv b'achor yusim. Right, that's the classic case. And then from there, we went on to the case of burning chametz after Pesach that was stolen before Pesach. So you burnt the gazlin's chametz. And according to Rav Shimon, you have to pay the gazlin because he would be able to use his chametz. If you didn't do what you did to his chametz, he could use it to pay off the gzela. And now, he can't do that anymore. So that's garim mamam according to Rav Shimon. It's another example. We have our Gemara, that Gorim Mamon, but the Lashna Gemara and the Rishonim explaining it from the perspective of the fact that there could be a Gneva Aveda and it will be on you, the loss will be on you. That's called Gorim Mamon. You have something now that you could therefore violate by Yerod because of that. Are you?
Yeah. Can it be argued that the Gemara on Chavtas is not really the same as our Gemara? Because there it's not like it's sometimes going
to
be.
Right. It's not exactly our Gemara either. I say it's closer to Argamar than it is to the cases of Yehbun Kamet. Yes, there are permutations here. Sarv Shterosav is also a different type of them. Zok the Gemara, now that we explained Rava and we explained what the case would be, Yochai, says the Gemara, Ha Nicha Lemanda Amar Hagorim Dabar Gorim Mamun Lav Kamamun Dami. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Ha Nicha Lemanda Amar Dabar Gorim Kamamun Dami. This is all well, Amanda Amar of Rav Shimon. Then we understand why there could be a violation by Rabbi Matzah over here, because Gavram Kamamadan. Why Nigo Yimatzah? We don't. This first question is not acknowledging. But we understand why there could be such halacha. At the end of the day, we understand it. For Rav Shimon's, with Rav Shimon's vision of Gavram Kamamadan, I understand why the halacha should be what it is over here. Elo Amanda Amalav Kamamadani. If you hold like the Chachamim, who don't view Gorim Mamon as viewed as Mamon, how can you create here a halacha by Rabbi Matzah if all you have is Gorim Mamon? In fact, if it's stolen or lost, the Mishnah said, so what? But Maaser, there's no Mamonis. Rashi says, Hanicha Adar Minan de Bishem Achray is Aser. Leman de Omer, of Shimon, Kamal, Baba, Kamal, Kachim, Shachai, Bach, Yusin, Chai, we just explained the case. And for the Gemara, Shaini Hacha, the Omar Lo Yimatzeh. So the Gemara, you know what? We can fit this way of Chamim too. Generally, Lav Kamamun Dami. But we have a Lo Yimatzeh. So Pashtus, what would be the way to understand the Gemara? That the Lo Yimatzeh is Machadesh, that Lagabi Chametz, we acknowledge that Gorim Mamon has something to it. Generally, it doesn't really bring anything with it. Halach is Chusim for Kefod, Alev, Hey, whatever. But or in terms of paying the gazlin for burning something which is dasa b'hana, but over here by chametz, this garm mamon, the garm that it could be stolen or lost, it's considered on you. There is something to it. Lo Yimatzeh, that's exeris akasav. So the chum can work it out too. One pshat, one version. Ika diamri the other direction. Ika diamri, the question was the other direction. Ha nicha mandama dava garm mamon lav kamamon. According to this, we understand well. For the chachamim, we understand the pshat. We need Lo Yimatzi, because without Lo Yimatzi, then there'd be no reason to assume that there'd be a violation here. Lamai said, what do you have here? It's not your money. Lo Yimatzi is Machadish. Ela Lamanda Amar Kimamada Mikbach Shem if Shita Lo Yimatzi Lamali. Lo Yimatzi Lamali says to him, why do you need Lo Yimatzi? It's straightforward. If a Garma Mama Kimamada Mikbach, then obviously you have a violation over here, because a Garma Mama. Says the Gemara, Itzrich. No, it's not so simple. It's Salka Daita Chanina. I would have the following svara. Holy Ovechi Ise, Harda Be'ene, Labishu Sekai, Kamas Mala. Since if it's here, when it's here, it goes back as is. So therefore, Labishu Sekai, Kamas Mala. What are simple words of the Gemara? Tracking the words of Rav. What did Rav say? Ilu mitved b'shusaychukai. Ilu migne b'shusaychukai. Again, the way we were masbir, what's mixi garm l'mamon? The fact that will happen, how he saita, that time will come and it will be stolen, it will be lost, you'll have to pay. Therefore, there's a garm l'mamon. Says the Gemara, but wait a second. Ki ise, but ki ise had the bein. Right now, it hasn't happened yet. Ki ise had the bein. When it's here, and it's here right now, it goes back. So what are you telling me? It could happen. It could happen. It hasn't happened yet. The time hasn't come yet. So that's not enough to call Garim Mamon. For Chametz purposes over here, ki ise had the be'ene. So, ki ise had the be'ene. It could happen later, but right now it's here. So the garm l'mamon is not good enough. That's the svar of the Gemara. Ki ise had the be'ene. So it's not b'shusay. B'shusay because it could happen. When it happens, it hasn't happened. Kamash malan. What's the kamash malan? So what Kamas one could be? One of two things. Kamas one could be that the Sfarah is not true within Garim Lamamu. The Garim Lamamu doesn't differentiate between if it's Be'en, it's not Be'en. Or the Kamas Mulan is that, generally speaking, there is a difference by Garim Lamamu. But Afal became, for Chametz purposes, is still enough. This is interesting because the Ksos, now he's going to get, let's get outside a little bit. The Ksos has a lot of kashas from this Gemara with the assumption that the Svara remains, that you don't say, if Shimon does not say, in a case where the thing is be'en. So he has kashas. To ask such a kasha is to assume that the kamashmalan of the Gemara is only a kamashmalan in a local sense, by chavis. But the svara l'chalik is still there. Were I to learn the kamashmalan that the svara is not true, and therefore across the board of Shimon said it, then obviously it wouldn't be a kasha. Now, something else. Rashi, after this Gemara, Rashi goes back and explains, what about Rav Shimon's case of Ganav Kachim Shechai Bachri Yusen? So Rashi says, what do we do with that? Says Rashi, okay, Rashi, L'achay Yitzbirch Lo Yimatzeh, according to the Rabban, I understand why you need Lo Yimatzeh, Mishim Debe'am Olav Kamam Adami, Yitzbirch Kra L'meima Degabi Chometz Mi Amitzah, Chometz is still us. So according to Rav Shimon, who needs Lo Yimatzeh? Says Gemara, Ho v'chi isei hader hu gufei l'marei ve'enei. Ho v'chi isei hader hu gufei l'marei. It goes back as is. V'zeh adayin lo nevad. It hasn't gotten lost yet. Rashi continues, V'chi amar Rav Shimon le'ahu, when Rav Shimon said the halacha that the person steals kachim, an animal, that was a nether. And you have to pay Dal Behe if he slaughters it. Hecha de'ena be'en. That's what's not there. Kigon Gonib Kachim, Shahu Abayim Chayam Bachriusan, Amrav Shim and Apish in Kefal Hegdish, the sibler here tries to make Kefal now, the sibler Eil below a Hegdish, Hacha Chayiv. The Kavan Shizeh Chay Bachriusan, since this person has to be replacing it, Re'eil Karina Bey, the Algarm, Lo is Chayiv Mamon. So a couple of things in this Rashi. Rashi needs to plug in within the Gemara why, in the case of Ganav Kadshim, it's better. A couple of things. So why did Rashi need to do this? Because the Gemara is suggesting here that Rav Shimon didn't say his klal when it's bad. So Rashi has to say, yeah, but you know what? Over there, it's not here. So it does work with Rav Shimon's klal. So first of all, how do you see Rashi going to Kamash Malan? Is it Kamash Malan that Rav Shimon doesn't differentiate? It's always the same, whether it's Issa Be'eni or not? Or does Kamash Malan mean, but by Chametz, you're still Chai, but really Rav Shimon only said it when it's not bad? What do you see from Rashi? Why does Rashi have to force himself into explaining Rav Shimon's Svara if at the end of the day, it's not going to matter? No, it seems to me, from Rashi it would seem, that the Svar of the Gemara is in fact valid. The Kamash Malan is only Kamash Malan for Chametz, and therefore the Ksos has to be dealt with, because he brings kashas from all kinds of cases, where you see that even where it's not, it's still here, still Rav Shimon still invokes the principle of Garim Lamam. But I have a bigger problem with Rashi. Okay, so in that regard, okay, I'm asking. Rashi words, the Kamash Malan is only Chametz. But Rabosai, the way we just understood, the way we just learned up, that there's different Garim Lamamons, the second probably Pasha, you're going to ask it, the different Garim Lamamons, the Garim Lamamon, like our Gemara, which is the fact that if that situation occurs, it will be on me, I'm responsible, that's the Garim Lamamon. But we have a Garim Lamamon, like the case over there, like the case of stealing Kachim from the owner. Or the case of burning chametz in the hands of the guys. And what's the garment moment over there? The fact that having it protects me from having to pay other money. The svara that the Gemara is suggesting over here, that Shimon would not say it in a case where it's be'en, is a svara specific to what we have over here. Where the reason why it should be garment moment is because it would be mine should something happen to it. It didn't happen yet. It ends there. So that's the svar of the Gemara. Maybe it's Yizu Maskana, maybe it doesn't, but. But if the issue is something else, the issue is that right now, this is money because of this, I can save money. I don't have to pay other money. So what do you mean because it didn't happen yet? I don't care. Right now, it's right now in the situation right now, it's going with mom because of right now. What do I care if it's bad or not bad? So what's bothering Rashi? Why do we have to give an explanation? Everyone hear the problem. But now let's backtrack. Let's backtrack. I have another question, better question. What do you have to ask an Rashi from the case over there? Ask an our Gemara. Why did our Gemara have to explain the Goren with Mammon with this new fancy language that we see in the Gemara and the Rishonim, that the Garim Lamamon is the fact that should something happen, it's on me. I suffer the loss, therefore it's called like it's mine, Garim Lamamon. And then within that, we have this Svara that maybe it's different over here because right now it hasn't happened yet, it's been. Why not explain our Gemara through the lens of the other Gemaras that we thought, that the Garim Lamamon is the fact that having it protects my assets? And if you say like that, then the Svara of the Gemara doesn't seem to really be a valid Svara. And seemingly, it should be fine. Because Lamaisa, it protects my assets. Has it protect my assets? Because having it means I don't have to pay other money. And the Lashon of the Gemara is not that way. The Gemara is Kidilchum. Because of that situation, that scenario, then it's considered on your head that you lose it. Therefore, it's considered like you. Why say that? Say the fact that having it protects my assets. Just like we said by the Chametz case, just like they said by the case of the Kachim that he stole from him, that he doesn't have to pay others because he has this. So here we get to the nekuda that Rav Chatzka Lubavsky brings from Rav Chaim, and many achronim go like this. Really, if you think about it carefully, there's a very basic difference between, let's take the two cases now, Gazal Chametz, and after Pesach, someone burns it. You could have patterned yourself for the Nigzal with this Chametz, Harish HaChalafanech. Now, this person burnt you, deprived you from doing that. According to Rav Shimon, you owe the Gazal. Gorim Lamam. That case. What's the Gorim Lamam over there? Lashon Rashi. This Rashi I gave you an Ayin Aleph, right? Or Rashi says, the other case. Okay, but basically, since he has it to pay back, that's Gorim Lamam. It protected my assets. And our Gemara, it's something else. It's because if that happens, it falls on me, therefore it's mine. What's the difference? The difference is simple. There was a pre-existing chiyuv. Because of Gzeila, I owed money. The chiyuv already exists. Right? The chiyuv exists. This Muhammad is protecting me from I don't have to pay other money. I can pay my chiyuv with this. The chiyuv exists already. You burnt this chametz. Gorim Lamamon. I have something in this already. It's holding me. It's letting me pay the chov, having the chametz. Therefore, Gorim Lamamon Kamamadami, I owe the Gazan money. That's by a Gazan. By a Shomer, on the other hand, the chiyuv is only incurred when something will happen. You can say, well, it's protecting my assets that when it happens, I won't have to pay. But there's no chiyuv here. So you can't say, Gorim, it's the protecting my assets from having to pay. There's no chiyuv yet. So then the only thing that you could say is, but since when that happened, it will become my responsibility, that's called Gorim Lamam. Both sides. Now I ask you, according to this, what's the case of Ganav Kudshin? Ganav a carbon from the owner, from the person's house, by a neder. Presumably, what is that? Is there a chiyuv already? When something happens, he has to replace neder. Chai bach liyusa. What's the simple understanding of achrayus for a neder versus an adav? When if something happens, his neder has been fulfilled. He never brought it. The neder remains unfulfilled. So the chiyuv is already here. So presumably when it comes to kachim that was stolen, you'll be able to explain the garm mamon in a very simple way. Not the way Agamar phrases it, but the way we explained by Gazal Chametz. And that's what it sounds like in that Rashi. Think. I can tell you, take a look at that Rashi. That's the Rashi in Ayin Aleph. The other Rashi, on Sadi Ches, by Chametz, Davgar Mamush, Im Haya Be'en, Haya Machziro Gazan Lebalav Upater. The Achsev Shem Be'en, Yachzu Damim Lebalav. So Chayra, the case of Gazal Chadshim, Yibes Bailim, sounds like it should be able to be explained very simply, that it's a pre-existing chiyuv. In which case, we can answer a lot of the kashas of the Ksos, that the Gemara Svara, the chalik between whether it's the end or not, is not relevant when that's the issue. The issue is the Gorim Lamamon in the sense of it protected my assets from a pre-existing chiyuv. But then why did Rashi need to fit the case of Kachim that it's no longer here? Why do I have to say that? But anyway, what we're suggesting is that our Gemara couldn't have said the Svara of Gar Mamon from the perspective of that Sugya. Why could not Sugya say the perspective of our Gemara? At the time that it happened, it's mine. What's the answer? When it happened to the Chametz, what is it? I suffered a loss? What's the Chametz worth? Nothing. So you couldn't say Ashfar. This is what I have here quoted from Rav Chasko Basque B'Shem Rav Chaim. He says, Yesh them shnei ofanim begarim u'mamon. Chada, gabi kachim shechai b'achru yusam, she'ano dechayev kvar u'kaimes nidro. He's chayev u'kaimes. U'beshor zeh shehifrish genidro, yachol u'miftar es nafsho mechayuvo. This shore is ready to be kaimes nedo with. The imkain, the chada gabi shomer she'ino poter nafsho b'davar hamufkad etzlo she'adayin leka olav chiyuva v'havi elu garim l'mamim shem shechai b'achri yusa v'sham b'psachim b'chamir de b'nei chela. In Rabbi's case, ein ladin midin garim l'mamon el mitam shechai b'achri yusa, it's chayi b'achri yusa. When is the chiyuv chal? When the chiyuv gets lost. She calls man she chametz be'en who shall abide in. Be'en can od chiyuv begorim l'mamon klal. Al b'koshim shechai b'achri yusan ha'vigorim l'mamon b'din she yachol l'miftar b'hu me'chiyuvo hamuto kvar olav. And therefore, even if it's still here, it's called gorim l'mamon. But now, again, but then my problem is Rashi. Because what did Rashi do? Rashi felt the need to work out the case of Garnath Kodshim, the base Bailim, that it's called, it's not Hadar Be'eni, it's not here anymore. What Rashi need that? Seemingly the Gemara Svar is only relevant when it comes to a Garma Mama like Argama. But there the Garma Mama is protecting assets. The Chiv is here already. The Neder is here and it's unfulfilled. So therefore, this remains for me the way not to have to be able to fulfill the chiv that exists already. Okay, questions? Yes, Arye.
I don't really understand why you have to be mechalik the two tzads and going alone. Why can't you say the combination, meaning because when the chiv will exist, it will protect my assets, so that's the same thing as being protecting my assets. Why did I say I have a
because file? It didn't. The chiyuv protects my assets at that time.
Yeah.
You mean even the chiyuv that did not exist yet? You're saying, let's say we don't own anything. Even the chiyuv, just plug in the svara that we started with. The fact is, this protects my assets that there won't have to be a chiyuv when it comes. Okay, but that's not what the Gemara said. I understand in svara, right. You're saying, let's stretch it. Let's not limit it to the case where the chiyuv already said it. Even the fact, we started by saying that. The fact, push up shut. Now, the fact that they were to be gone, I have to pay. So the existence of this right now is saving me money. That I don't have to pay for the replacement, right? Okay. In theory, you can say it, but the Gemara didn't say that.
Why?
The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara, apparently, that's what the Achronim is saying, because you can't use such a Svara if the Chiv didn't start. The fact that it's protecting assets that I won't have to pay money when the Shechiv arrives, that's not, the Gar Mamon has to be the loss of the Gemara that way. The fact that there is a loss that will be on me, that is what makes it mine. That's the Gar Mamon. And again, it means that there's different types of Gar Mamon. The expression is just used in different ways in different places. And yet it's all Rav Shimon. Yeah, Rafi.
Sorry, if you're someone who's mocking something, then send like a request letter. I want my stuff back. So now that would now fall under the.
You mean if the chiyuv right now has now become a chiyuv of hashava? Yeah, and you're still holding on to it. Yeah, then it sort of evolves into something more like it. Right. Yeah, Danny.
I'm wondering if Rashi's discussing the whole global research of Shem and like going mama. And that's what this Gemara is talking about. So when it says Kamash Malan, isn't it saying why we need a Lohi Masa here?
The Kamash Malan, as we started with, the Kamash Malan in Rav Shimon can be two possibilities. The Kamas one, Rav Shimon, could be that the Svar is Emes, that when it's harder be'enei, when it's still here, it's not called Garm Mammon, but Chametz is still different. That is how the Ksos assume, that's why he has many kashas from places where you see that you say Garm Mammon even when it is be'en. Alternatively, you could learn, and this is how, again, mentioned tomorrow, maybe, first from the Shulchan Aruch bring this, Yad Ephraim, that the Kamash, Salach, I think also, the Kamash one is, that really learn out from here everywhere that the Svar is not it, it's not true. That there's no difference in Rav Shimon whether it's Hadra B'ani or not. Fine. But I have another problem. And then the question is, why Rashi have to explain the case of Kachim Shechai Bakar Yusan? Sounds like Rashi holds that the Svar does remain. But then we have another past problem, and that is maybe the whole Svar of the Chalik is only within the understanding of Mamma that we're using in our Gemara, which doesn't have that other Svar. The other Svar is only when you have a pre-existing Chiyuv. And that's Bechamet, for example, with the Gazans already owing the money. But our Gemara, the Shomer, doesn't have a pre-existing chiyuv. And therefore, the own Garm Mammon is because it could become yours at that point. So it hasn't come yet. The point hasn't come yet. But if that's true, then we should take the case of Neder and compare it to the case of Gazlan.
I mean, if the whole question is, why do we need Lo Yimatze? According to the Mamma, why do we need a Lo Yimatze? How can you say that the Svar al-Chalik all over, according to Shimon, is more like a global din, and that's the Kamash Malak. I mean, it seems like the question is referring to a specific halacha.
It's true. Chasaka daitachamina, this is what I would think. Kamash Malan, what? What's the Kamash Malan? That even when it's hader be'ene, even when it's be'en, it's hader be'ene, it's still going to be called Garim Amama. That's what you might say from Chametz is now Megalan everywhere. That's a different way to learn it. You see, Pashit more, it sounds like it's more like a specific halacha here. I mean, you have to know Bechal, like the two Ikadiyamis, are they arguing with each other? Why did the first one feel that it was better according to the first man, Amar, it's better if you hold like Rav Shimon? He didn't think of that Svar that we have later. And what were Yenilo Yimatse? That didn't bother him, you know. He apparently understood Yenilo Yimatse, but he couldn't see why Lo Yimatse is going to help you for the Chacham. And then the Kamash, and the answer was, yes, it does. And the other one is the other way around. That for Chacham I understand better, but for Shimon it should be so pashy, Shemila Yimatse at all. So like, what's the Nikuda here? That's differentiating the two versions. Also hard to know. So you can understand it's a very difficult sugya. I mean, these two ones of Gemara Mamish, like opening up big sugyas elsewhere. Okay, any questions from here, Cheva? Ari, Elio. No, Elior. Okay, if you want, we can end here. If you want to do a few minutes of Q&A for 15 minutes, would people be interested? Yes?